So the next part of the Pesukah de Zimra is Vayivarach David. Now Vayivarach David is a very, very halakha part of the tefillah. It's getting closer to the end of Pesukah de Zimra, getting closer to the Shemoneh Esrei, to the climax. And these are Pesukim from Divrei Hayamim. And they're Pesukim that David HaMelech said at the end of his life. And as the pasuk says, "Vayivarach David as Hashem le'enei kol hakol," David HaMelech blessed Hashem, or he was meshabeach Hashem le'enei kol hakol, to the eyes of the kol. I mean, not just in front of them, but to their eyes, means that was clear to them, that everything that David HaMelech was saying was internalized by him, and that this was a message that David HaMelech was giving over to Klal Yisrael. And as we see soon, why we stand up for this has to do with the fact that there's a lot of soidos about the Ribbono Shel Olam, which are merumas over here inside this tefillah. And some say that's exactly why you have to stand, because we're starting to enter into describing as much as we can in this world the midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's kind of very deep. All right. Now there is a push-up shot, luckily, so we can associate ourselves and understand it. But we do have to be aware of the fact that in these Pesukim Amarum is the biggest Seidus in the whole Torah, and that that's what he was getting involved with. That we start getting involved into things which are mamish, describing Ki'ilu the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And that's why, if you say it in the wrong light, it's dangerous territory. That's what he was describing earlier. Okay, so we're gonna go with the push-up shot, and then just so that we should be aware, and because that's the limit of my knowledge anyway, we'll touch on what the Rimazim are. Not that I have a full understanding, or even partial, or even surface level understanding of any of this stuff, but at least just what it says. So, Vayivarach David as Hashem le'enei kol hakol. Now, by the way, till now we've been describing the hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. Practically, how Hashem interacts, is mashgiach in the world, and, you know, we went through the whole galus and everything. And now, we're actually going to be describing, first of all, the pashup shad is going to be David HaMelech describing his personal understanding of how everything that he ever got. Everything that David HaMelech accomplished in the world was all attributed to Ribbono Shel Olam. And then if we go into the deeper understanding of the Pasuk, of understanding how Bechlal, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Midos, are manifest themselves in this world. Wow. So let's get started. Vayomer David. David said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Avinu Me'olam Ve'ad Olam. You have been with us Me'olam Ve'ad Olam. These Pesukim were said again at the end of David Melech's life, and he was coming to coronate Shlomo Melech as his successor. So he was, this is part of that speech. Lacha Hashem HaGedula, to you Hashem is the Gedula. So Pasha Pshat again is that David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, it may appear that I have Gedula, but really, it's not my gedula; it's your gedula. The greatness of the king, right? That greatness is all from you. Hagavura, the might of the king, the strength of the king. That I've won wars, I've won battles. You know, I'm a warrior. You know, and the strength of the king, not me. It's you, Hashem. Tiferes, like the big day kahuna, was l'chavodu l'siferes. The beauty of the king. I have a crown. I have royal clothing. I'm beautiful. You know, the glory, so to speak, of the king. Not me. It's you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Netzach is the eternal kavod, and the hoid is the inner beauty. Right, that we always define, digging, you know, seeing the inner beauty of the king. All these things I was zoichet to in my lifetime, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, that people should see and understand that, but really ultimately all came from you. Not only came from you, but you really, you're the only place where it exists. It doesn't exist elsewhere. Okay? like they say here, okay, so David HaMelech is, this is a tremendous, for to say that, say this at the end of his life, referring back to all his accomplishments, and basically saying, Rabbonu Shel Olam, it's nothing to do with me, right? It's all you. That's pretty humbling, right? And then he says, not only that, Kichol Bashamayim Uvar, it's not just my Gedula and my Gvura, everybody's Gedula and everybody's Gvura in everywhere. Kichol Bashamayim Uvar is L'cha Hashem. Hamam L'cha V'hamisnase L'chol L'roish. Hard psukim, but it means L'cha Hashem Hamam L'cha. Hashem, you have the Malchus. Meaning to say, I'm not the king, you're the king. Right? You're the king. You have the Malchus. If, for example, there's a king who has many rules over many countries and he puts in a... he puts in another ruler to just rule on his behalf, that country. So, in that country, they're going to call the ruling king as the king. But really, who's the real king? The one who put him there. Because he could remove him at any moment. So as far as anyone else is concerned in the country, the guy who's there now, he's the king. But as far as the king is concerned, he's the one that really knows I'm not the king, because this other king could fire me at any moment. The rest of the country doesn't care about that, because at the end of the day, I rule over them. Right? So that's the mashal. David HaMelech saying, L'chashem amam lacha. Everyone thinks I'm the king. And that's fine. Everyone can think I'm the king. But I know that you're the king. Okay, and that's the way it is always.
That means the same exact pasuk we say, we take the Torah out, walking down with
correct.
The Torah.
The misnase l'chol l'roish is a little bit of a deep concept. Which Rav Schwab says that misnase is someone who made himself a king. Right?
So.
Which is more like a dictator, right? What it's saying is, L'chashem amam locha, Hashem, you are in charge of the Malchus, where there's Malchus, and also the misnase l'chol l'roish, and anyone who put himself into position, okay, you're also the Malch over him. Okay? The Aisher, wealth, kavod, honor, milfanech, it all comes from you. The Ata Moishal Bakoil, and you are the Moishal. Uviyotcha Kayach Ugvura, you have the strength in the Gvura, Uviyotcha Legadel Chazek Akol. And you put everyone in power. And you can, you continue to do it. Okay? This is, basically this segment of the Tefillah. Ve'ata, therefore, Elokeinu, anachnu moedim lach u'mahalim l'shem tivartecha. V'yivarchu shem kvodech u'morem u'kol baruch hu. I don't know if we all have that in every sitter. If that exists in every sitter. Adkan. This is the first part of the tefillah, which is psukim from Divrei Hayam. Ata Hashem levadecha is the next part. Okay, so it's a beautiful tefillah of attributing everything that we have in this world to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it all comes from Hashem. And we all must realize that. The deeper meaning here, which is the Sodos, is that David HaMelech is being megala, is revealing to the Klal Yisrael that the Ribbono Shel Olam has seven primary midos through which he reveals himself in this world. Okay? And that's where he's getting all worked up. If you say that in the wrong way, you could be touching into things which are not appropriate to discuss. In other words, when Hashem has midos, we don't really say that Hashem has midos. So what does it mean? These are the midos of Hashem. So, okay? But it definitely means that there are seven ways and seven koiches that Hashem has in the Bria, of his interaction with the Bria.
And Pasuk Hashem Hashem Kel Racham.
That's 30 midos Racham, right? That's something else. Right.
That's also called midos, though, too, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, but that's a different discussion. So, the midos are the seven spheres, which are Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. Right? And this is referred to in the Sefer Omer, as you all know, right? That the first den is Chesed Sheba Chesed, the last day is Malchus Sheba Malchus, and in between we go every week is a new Sefira, and every day is a new Sefira of that Sefira, right? So Chesed Sheba Chesed means the epitome of Chesed. Gvura Sheba Chesed means that in the midah of Chesed you have to mix in a little bit of Gvura. Tiferes Sheba Chesed means you make. So each day is another, whatever that means exactly. So there's seven midas. This is symbolized by the seven Ushpizen. Seven Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, strength, Yaakov is Tiferes, Moshe, Netzach, Aaron Hoid, Yosef Yisoid, and David Melch Malchus. Okay? This is the seven Hashan Rabbah, we go around seven times. Each one is connected one of these midas. That's why, if you look in the Siddur by Hashan Rabbah, you'll notice that there's a pasuk that we say after each hakafa, right? After each hakafa, there's a pasuk, and each one of those psukim is connected one of these spheres. Okay, if you ever noticed that, where's Hashan Rabbah? Here. So after the first one, we say Ki amarta chesed yibane. The second pasuk is L'cha zraya im gvura titen emes Yaakov is emes is tiferes nimas bin mincha netzach is netzach Hashem alokin ma'adi b'chol tana hoidcha is hoid al shemaim tzadik Hashem b'chol docha v'chasi b'chol masav is yisoid. Yisoid is tzadik, and the last one is this pasuk L'cha Hashem is all of them. Okay, wow. So this pasuk is where it's merum is all these inyanim of the spheres. Furthermore, let's say in the hakafis of Simchas Torah, you have the same thing. Most people don't say it, but if you look in the seven hakafis, one of the pasukim that you're supposed to say in each of the hakafis, the first one oilam chesed yibane, the last one lachazoyim gvura, titen emes liakov is emes is tiferes. Ni'imus bimincha netzach is the fourth hakafa. The fifth hakafa is hoyt chal hashemayim. The sixth one is tzadik hu Hashem, which is yisoid. Tzadik is yisoid, and the seventh one is malchus again. So the seven hakafas, each one of these things, the seven ushpiz and the seven is all keneged these inyanim. Okay, the seven. What's it called? So days of the sphere. So I'm at the seven sets of seven. Now, all that is nizgala in this pasuk. Because this pasuk says, Ki l'cha Hashem, so l'cha Hashem ha-gdula. Gdula is the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is manifest through his chesed. His chesed is his gdula. Okay? This is the pasuk that we have in the beginning of our Eschana. In the beginning of Eschanon, Rashi says, it says, Hashem Elokim Atachi Loisu Lehara Sabcha is Godlacha. So Rashi, what's Godlacha? Zumidas Tuvcha. This is your goodness. The goodness of Hashem is his Gedula. The Gedula, the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam is its unboundless chesed. That's the first midah. The second midah is gvura. Gvura is once chesed is boundless. A mother's chesed to the child could be boundless, but the child's spoiled. The child doesn't grow. He's not pushed. He doesn't get punished, so he doesn't, you know, learn. So boundless is not necessarily good. The other way is din. Gdula. Gvura is when you could hold things back, koivish, right? You put boundaries.
Koivish. Okay.
Gashas Yisrael. No, it holds in place. The Gvur is what holds everything in place. It's the boundaries. Okay? That's the Gvur, that's the Din. That's Avram and Yitzchak. Right? And then there's a Tiferes, is when they both work together. So it's the right Mizug. It's the synthesis. It's the between the two of them. It's when you know have the balance between the two. And that's the Mid of Yaakov, which is Emes. Emes means it's exact balance. Everything is always going to be true. It's not going to be overly compensating one for the other. It's when you have the Emes exact right balance. Emes is aim, which is sort of symbolizes the chesed of the mother. Mother Karachim Aval. I'm sorry, aim is the true, unboundless chesed. Aim. And then the second half of the word is mace, is din. So if the rachman with the din is emes. Okay? Emes is the working together of both sides, and that's tiferes. That's when you have beauty. And that's Yaakov, Titan Emes Yaakov. The next midos, that's about where the extent of my knowledge kind of
goes out.
Yeah. But then there's the midas of Netzach and Hoid. Simply, just from one of the Svarim, it seems as though these are different hashpois and how they come into the world. The Netzach is the hashpa from Hashem coming from above into the world, and that's why it's Netzach, it's Nitzchis, it's boundless hashpa. Hoid is the inner beauty, it's finding the beauty in the world and bringing that up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Netzach is Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought the Torah down from the heavens into the earth. Hoid is Aaron, that he brings Karbonus up, meaning when the carbon basically is Mekadosh, the inner beauty of the item, and brings it up to and finds the Kedusha in that, into the Ribbono Shel Olam.
One of the Kedushas of Shabbos bring down a Netzach Netzachim.
Listen, you got me on this one. I'm not an expert at all. So, but I hear what you're saying.
Kind of double what you were explaining.
Yeah. Then is a mid of Yesoid. Yesoid. I don't really have a clear understanding. Rabbi Singer was telling me what Yesoid. The most basic understanding of Yesoid is that. Just like when you have a foundation and then you build the building is on the foundation and the foundation is what's holding up the whole building, but you don't appreciate the foundation better. So he said that Yisoid is that Midah which allows the Hashpa to come into the world, but it's not either the Hashpa. It's not the Hashpa from above, it's not the Hashpa from below. It's just the Kli through which the Hashpa comes. It's that Midah which allows the Hashpa to come, but it's not the Hashpa itself. That's the Yisoid. And that's Midah of Koel. Kichol Bashamayim Varetz is Yisoid. Because what that does is that everything depends on that. If you don't have it, you don't have it. In fact, a lot of people say that's what it means in the pasuk. Hashem Beirach is Avraham Bakoil. In this week's parasha, the Ramban says it's referring to the Koil, the Midah of Yesoid. My knowledge stops there. Okay? But that's the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik. And that's what's Merumah's over here. Ki Choyol Bashamayim Varetz, that's why we call him Yosef HaTzadik. And the sixth Takafa, we say the pasuk of Tzadik. Right? And the seventh Midah is the Malchus. Is when the Malchus is a parent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the seventh Midah, the Chashem HaMamlachus. So again, there's a very basic overview, not even touching the surface, but that just to be aware that there are these Limudim in these Psukim, and that, you know, that it does exist. One needs to study this stuff carefully with the right Rebbe and understand it properly. But at least to be aware that the Arsoides Munach in these Pesukim is worthwhile. But our Kavana, stick with the Pasha Pshat, that we attribute everything, and everything we've accomplished, everything David HaMelech accomplished, we attribute that to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That itself is a very Kedai Limud to take out of these Pesukim. Okay?